in conversation with the owner of this bar called Level Up Brewcade. I ate that shit up. I
lost a total of 15.5 pounds.
It was actually the first time I wore a bathing suit.
Pilates princesses. If you have fucking confidence, you could make anything fucking work. Mm-hmm. Well, tequila's in it.
Tequila's in it. Are we all talking about our health problems?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about Bree's fucking ailments.
So I got carpal tunnel. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry.
I'm Bree.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Rosie.
And this is Sorry We're Drunk.
Period. Today's drink of choice is actually something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to make our own drink today with the help of TikTok.
Of course.
We followed a little recipe, which includes, right here.
Mm-hmm.
So we use tequila blanco, Jose Cuervo, the watermelon Arizona, and squirt.
And a little lime.
Yeah, a little lime. A little
rim dip.
Yes, mango rim dip. And tahini. And it's really refreshing.
It's bussin'.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I want to keep looking it.
I just looked up summer. Summer drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the suggestions. So, yeah.
There was a lot of good suggestions. The other one that you... that you had a show, the one with the champagne. That
mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
With the actual watermelon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just too bougie. Yeah.
It was a little bougie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyways, on today's agenda, we have a couple of updates, really.
Yeah.
Updates, recaps.
Recaps, yeah. Bring you up to date what's been going on with us. But yeah, recently we... well, actually, we were in conversation with the owner of this bar called Level Up Brewcade. We still haven't really figured out how to pronounce his name. I don't know if it's Louis or Louise. So sorry.
We should have asked him. No, I think we came to the conclusion that it's Louis because his name on Instagram is Jeez Louise or something like that.
Jeez Louise, yeah.
So that makes more sense.
Okay. Louise.
We're going to go with Louis.
Yeah. He... really just opened his brewery this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We were in contact with him before it even opened.
Yeah, he actually hit us up before he opened and he was like, oh, when I open, like, I want you guys to come try our seltzers.
Mm-hmm.
And we low-key, you know, we're laggers. We're huge. And then
life was happening.
Yeah, we went on our little hiatus and then he actually hit us up again and he's like... what do you say?
Are you guys alive?
Are you guys still doing the podcast or whatever? And I'm like, okay, yeah, we gotta go.
Yeah.
It is a little bit like of a drive.
Yeah. It's in Montclair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not close to us. It was like about like a 45-minute drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so we had to definitely plan like the day. But we really tried. Mm-hmm. We literally planned this day a month in advance because, you know, we're three busy girls. Mm-hmm. And
three different schedules.
Yeah. And on the fucking day of, our girl Cindy, she came down with like the worst fucking cough, cold, flu, whatever the hell it was. And she was really trying.
She really, really tried.
To tough it out.
Do you want to tell us?
I think I worked too.
Mm-hmm.
I literally freaking struggled at work. That Friday prior, I was like, I'm going to have to call off. Like, I was like, then I'm like, okay, no, I'm going to go to work.
So when did you start getting sick?
I started feeling it Thursday night, but it was just kind of like, oh, I think I might be getting sick. Like, And then by Friday evening, I was like, oh, damn, I'm sick. Oh. And then Saturday was just like,
yeah, because I think we had FaceTimed on Friday. You didn't sound sick at all.
Yeah.
And then she called us or she voice memoed us on Saturday, day of, and she sounded terrible. Yeah. I felt so bad.
Yeah.
And she just kept saying, like, oh, I'm going to try to rough it out, you know. Mm-hmm. But no, it didn't
work.
Take
it easy.
But yeah, and I literally, like, flaked at the last possible moment. But I was like, I literally cannot.
Yeah.
Like, no.
We felt bad. I'm like, if you don't feel up to it, do not push yourself.
Yeah.
You literally
I would have killed the vibes. I'm like.
You would have been dead.
Pamokosa,
yeah. I mean, yeah, if you don't feel good, you don't feel good. But then it made us question, like. do we still go? Do we not go? We kind of didn't want it to be like a bad look on us for saying, because we told the guy we're going on this date a month in advance. And then he even like was like, oh, I'm going to make sure I have the seltzers in stock, like and ready. So we were conflicted. And we and I were like going back and forth. And I was just like, fuck, dude, I think we have to go. Like, I felt bad for Cindy not. I didn't want it to be like a bad look on us because we already took forever to go. I don't know. It was a thing. But we did miss Cindy there.
Yeah, I know. It was so sad. Prior to that, we had a meeting and we like discussed like what kind of content we want to create there. Yeah. And we came up with the whole game plan. So last minute, we're like,
we're like, fuck, now what do we do?
We don't have our Cindy. Mm-hmm. What do we do? But yeah, it was so sad. It was so sad without you there.
Yeah. The place though was really cool. Yeah. I honestly would go again. Yeah. I would go way more often if it was closer.
I know.
But I do want to go again. It's a vibe. Mm-hmm. It's a vibe.
I would like to go with you this next time around.
Yeah, but we got to make sure that they have that grapefruit seltzer. That way we can try that one, because that's the only one we didn't try.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, we met Luis. Luis, yeah. Super cool guy. He was honestly like complimenting our podcast, and then the vibes of the place were really cool. It's just small. I just don't understand how he fits so much in there. It's a small place.
I don't know if you remember, but when we went to record with the Tap Room podcast, how that place was like, it didn't look like there was any brewery around.
It was like a industrial area.
Mm-hmm. It was giving the same vibe. We were like, where is it? Like, not find it.
Where am I?
Yeah.
And just like buildings. We were like, this can't be right.
And it was like, we're here. But yeah, it was giving very much speakeasy vibes, because the outside, you would have never known how cool it was. Yeah,
you cannot tell at all.
Okay, that's interesting.
We filmed a little like vlog moment. Mm-hmm. You can see us like, where the fuck is it?
Yeah. We try our best, all right? We are shy girls. We were one girl down. And I felt so fine. I was like, it's okay. Like, you know, my mentality recently has been like, fuck what you're feeling. Go with the plan. You know, like, stick with the plan. No matter what you're feeling, go with the plan. once we got there, I could see people through the window, and there was a lot.
It was cracking.
Ooh. We were gonna film, because we're shy girls. We kind of thought of this beforehand. Like, we'll do a TikTok outside of the place, so we could get one done and ready, and then in the inside we'll warm up and do another one.
Yeah.
We were not about to do a TikTok outside because everyone was out.
As soon as we pulled up,
are we united? Like, I'm not gonna go ahead and start busting the move.
Definitely watch the vlog. I was barely watching it. I didn't finish it, but like, I saw us fucking. You can see us freaking out about the fucking TikTok.
I don't know
how
people do it though, because you see people like people's TikToks and you just see them like fuck out in public.
Yeah,
but then you look at like the other POV and it's just like,
literally.
You look fucking stupid,
dude. It was so hard. Not only that, but like, okay, one, doing it in front of people, two, having the timing correctly, doing it over and over again. Like,
TikTok is just not my, like, I cannot get it.
It's a thing of practice.
I guess.
I literally tell myself I'm like a little bit of a boomer when it comes to that.
But
you do it.
The TikTok that I posted, I had to call Brie like 3 times. I'm like, friend, how do I use the sound? Friend, what do I post on the
It was quite hilarious.
On the caption, what do I do? How do I do this? Oh my god, it was terrible.
But we're doing it. I feel like it'll get easier with time, just like with this. But again, we're starting, so have grace with us. Mm-hmm. But I think we did pretty good. Like, after like being so freaking terrified and scared and anxious, I think the content came out pretty good.
Yeah, the content is. And Brie, you know, Brie did her thing.
I made magic happen.
She ate.
I ate that shit up. I cooked.
Yeah, but we did have a lot of fun. They were having karaoke night, which at first I was like, eh, because I'm too shy to sing all the time. But what I liked about this karaoke event was like, no offense, but most of the people were not good singers. Mm-hmm. But that made me feel more comfortable, because My bad. Sometimes I'll go to like a karaoke night and every fucking singer is like really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I would never get on the mic.
Like, you expect me to go on after that?
Yeah. But no, everybody was like average. I mean, some people can sing. Some people can sing. Yeah. But, you know, everyone else was.
Note to self, never sing in front of Rosie. No,
it was a good thing. It was comforting to me because I'm like, okay, cool. Like,
you were able to join in.
I actually was thinking you about suck. Singing. All right, cool. Me too. Like, good. We can all suck together. I love that. Like, we were saying that if we would have probably got more lit, we would have eventually signed up for a song. Because it was very, very small, very cozy, very comfortable. And then, like, since it's small and everybody's just, like, right there.
Yeah.
I think we, like, became, like, cool like, with everybody right away. Like, we were backup singers. Bri and I were backup singers for every one of those fucking...
They're, like, handing the mic to us. And we'll get a little shy. We're like, ah. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was definitely fun. I would definitely go again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and a plus. Have you ever been to the what's that arcade friend? The one that's in downtown by Trulies.
Bar 87.
Is it the one that has like the Chungli mural?
No. It's like all it has like a crazy blue like
it's right across that like Italian restaurant.
Denona or something.
Denona. It has they have like arcade stuff and but for that you have to like pay for it. You have to like
for each one,
So we got there, we're like, dude, we didn't bring any freaking change to, like, play the games. Like, we're so dumb. Like, I want to play. They were all free. All the games in there were free.
We were so excited once we realized that.
I was like, oh! never any games, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
It was fun. The drinks were good, too. The drinks are really good. They were supposedly... Salsers. Yeah, agua fresca salsas is what they are. By the way, he's, like, Latino business owner. Like
small business owner.
Yeah, he's doing amazing. I think the place is so cool. Like, every detail is, like, you know, there's so many small details. If you look around, like, everywhere you look, especially because it's, I think it's because it's small, like, it felt very cozy. Yeah. And everywhere you look, there was something cool to look at.
Yeah.
Like, he really, really paid attention to detail. And it was very nice. Very, very vibey.
Down to the names of the drinks. Like,
yeah.
It was all on theme.
Everything is on theme. It's an arcade. Level up.
Level up brew keg.
But yeah, the drinks were good. Mm-hmm. They're supposedly 9%ers.
But we didn't feel that. We didn't feel that 9% whatsoever. It was kind of crazy.
Think it was, you know, I think we might have been lying to ourselves for a little while. Because, like, there was times where I'm like, I feel nothing. But then times we were being a little bit, acting a little crazy. And I'm like, wait, are we drunk? Like, we kept saying that, like, are we drunk?
Yeah.
No, I feel normal. Are we drunk? Like, it was a little confusing. But the drinks were good. They were really good.
Really refreshing.
It didn't taste like there was any alcohol in there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, it was a good time. And I want you to go with us next time.
We'll go back.
Yeah, for sure. But yes, thank you for having us there.
Yes, thank you. It was so much fun. That was so nice of you to invite us.
Yes, I recommend it. I will put the Instagram in the bio. Check them out. Follow them. Support. And if you do end up going there, do you like...
Please tell them we sent you.
To us. Yeah.
That would be so cool.
That would be so fucking sick.
10% discount. No, I'm just kidding.
We didn't agree on that.
Just kidding. What kind of games did they have, though?
Was you got like, free games.
Classic?
Yeah, they were classics. Yeah. They were classics. They had... I got stuck on that Taps one. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to serve beer. I don't know if you ever played that. That was my first time playing it, but it was fun. But they had like a taxi one. They had some Pac-Man. Mm-hmm.
They had like shooting games.
Shooting games, little fighter games. Yeah. Cool. It was cool. It was really cool. And I think he posted that like there's new games coming, which I'm like, where is he going to put them?
Oh, I know. Maybe on the other side? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe down that other side. Okay, I guess there's room for a little more. But yeah.
So cool.
Hopefully, I mean, I don't know what his plan is, but, like, it would be cool to see him grow.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
He's just starting, and he's doing so good. Yeah. So, proud of him.
Yes, very, 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 very cool.
But, yeah. That's all for that. what else is in our agenda? What else have we been up to?
Fitness queens.
Oh, my God. Guys, we are sore today.
We're Pilates princesses.
We're Pilates princesses. We are living our Pilates princess life right now.
And I was just thinking, sorry. Yeah. You finally got us in a class.
I know.
How long have you been talking about this?
I flashed back to a couple episodes ago when I was like, for my birthday, I want to do a class. And you know, like,
that was literally January. It took us 10 months. What month are we in? 9 months.
9 months. Excuse me.
No, we are in.
Oh, no, we're July. What are seven?
Seven. Took us 7 months.
By
said
the way, 10. I'm tired. Yo, and hungover per like, usual, and I don't think my brain is functioning at
my computer. What the fuck?
Well, I don't know why. I don't know why I was thinking August. But even August is not 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We really think we're all that.
Oh, yeah.
We've only got to 3 classes.
I only got to 2. You guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, technically, okay. Well, we're double classing. You guys stayed for the 2 classes, yeah. So you guys have more on me already, but.
Aww.
Hey.
I fucking love it.
I know.
Me too.
Yeah.
The first time we did go to a Pilates class, it was just me and Cindy. I think Rosie had work. Mm-hmm. But literally, as soon as the class ended, me and Cindy were like, I love this.
It's like a real awakening.
Yeah. We were kind of terrified that it was going to not be a beginner's class or be too intense. I think it was perfect. It was perfect for the first class.
I felt like that first class was misleading.
That's exactly what I said about the last
instructor
one.
Instructor is going to structure the other classes. The next classes,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because she has 2 classes, right? Mm-hmm. The first one is core focus. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is supposedly to build the booty.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't attended the second class, only the first. But the first two were manageable.
Yeah.
Doable.
Yeah.
That third one. We felt one,
it, but yeah, dude.
Yo,
yeah.
everybody. And I was like, not just me, everybody was quaking that third in that class.
Was fucking crazy. Or that was the second one for me. But like, I've never shook so much. Like, my legs were shaking.
Everyone
so
was like.
And like, even like after.
Trembling.
After a while, like just standing and like bending, I was already shaking. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, this is crazy.
Shaking.
She fucked us up like on that before. Class. Like, she
really- and it's insane to me though how like the body works or like how certain positions work certain muscles. Because she had us in like the randomest things, like just literally point your feet outward and like crouch down, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I didn't know that was a muscle. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that instructor. She's super chill. Too.
She's so cool.
Really cool.
She's
and
really
she's cool. A small business Latina.
Another one.
Dude.
Owner.
Look at us shouting out to Latina.
Latina mommy.
She is a Latina mommy. She is gorgeous and her spirit is.
Yeah. She's really like.
She's a good.
She just gives back all the time.
Very chill vibe. Very, very chill vibe.
Yeah. I did end up buying some socks too.
Which ones?
The Chingona ones.
Chingona,
Okay, yeah. I was so sad because she was saying how like.
The hearts.
Hearts on the grip part like got patented.
You know what I was thinking? She should do one with like like make those grips like cherries. I think that would be cute. After I was thinking like
because wait, make it conchas.
Okay, we should give her ideas.
Color ones.
Oh my god, we should give her ideas. No, yeah, but
because I really like the concha colored ones, but then I'm like, there's not a cute saying on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so like
sorry, all over the place.
Just in case, because I didn't know this. So what we're talking about is the Pilates quote unquote socks, because you should wear socks that have grip because of all the movement you're doing with your feet.
You don't want to be slipping.
Yeah. So she actually makes and sells, or I don't know, she sells the socks. She has her own little sock business. Mm-hmm. And they're very cute. They're very cutesy. So cute.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what we're talking about. But yeah, she gives back to the community a lot. We're going to this class because it's free.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's always talking about like what she's donating, like those LA socks. She's gonna have like an event where she or like I guess a time frame where like all the
the proceeds
she's gonna donate to I don't know what, but yeah, she's really really cool girl too.
Yeah, she was telling us that
Michelle is her name.
Yes, Michelle.
I was trying to remember.
She was telling us that she's always doing like free classes because how does she word it?
She said something about fitness should be
free. Like she doesn't want to charge for fitness. Like it should be.
Aww.
Yeah, and I was like. I love you.
No, yeah, I honestly cool. I feel like once I get it more together, I'd be down because she does like I think like classes.
Too. Yeah, she does. She did talk about that.
Yeah, same. I feel comfortable with her.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's why I never wanted to go to a class because for one, I mean, I'm shy girl. But yeah, like I just feel uncomfortable because I feel like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's really cool and she's cool. I do feel comfortable with her already.
Yeah, because she'll even tell you like with the different. I don't know what you call it. It's like poses or like different stuff she's instructing you to do. she'll give you like modified versions of it. So like, if you're not able to do this, you can do this. If like you have like back problems, you can do this.
Yeah.
So like, she gives you like options. It's not just like do this.
Yeah, and she also was like, if you can't do it, then just don't do it. You know, like, you know, if it's something you absolutely can't do, don't worry.
Yeah.
And she's heavy on like, don't worry about how stupid you look. And I like that.
Yes, I love that. She literally is like focused on like, pretty much like focus on yourself. Like, don't worry about anybody else.
She's like, everybody's worried about the same things. Everybody's
worried about themselves, which is nice. Yeah, because that's like the thing about my fear at the gym. Yeah, like, people are staring at me.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm doing. That's how I always feel. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. That's why I don't like going.
I would love to have a shirt that says, "I don't know what I'm doing. Don't judge me."
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure there's one out there.
Iconic.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, and a thing that I do enjoy as well is that I felt like we're kind of all struggling together. We're all the girls in there are pretty vocal when they're like struggling, and I'm like, me too, girl. I feel
so many times like I'm like dying, and then I hear somebody in the background going like, oh hell no, hell no. And there's times where I'm like, yeah, I can't, I'm stopping, like, I fuck this. But yeah, it's fun, it's fun. And like, we got something that we're doing together almost weekly. I do have to work next week, so I'm not going to make that next one.
Cindy might make it.
But I'm trying to make the next one
for sure. But the following one, for sure, I will be at.
And Brie and I won 30 days of classes.
Oh, my God. So that's exciting.
Oh, that's another thing. She does, like, cute little raffles, which every is class. So adorable.
Yeah. She's getting a bunch of companies to sponsor, because what she's doing is amazing. So I mean, that's why all these companies want to sponsor with her. So yeah, we get to join this like raffle and win cool prizes. If it's not her socks, it's a sponsor. But it's just been so fun. Mm-hmm. We feel like, I honestly feel like we're living our micro influencer lives right now.
Really? Yeah. I was like looking up the freaking Pilates Princess videos, and I'm like, yo, this is the life I want to live.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, when do y'all work?
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing though.
It's like 9 o'clock, wake up. 9:30, make my matcha.
Yeah.
And then it's like my morning workout.
Morning, 30-minute face.
And then 30-minute walk. And I'm like, yo, so when do you work?
Mm-hmm. I want that
lifestyle. That is their work at that point.
Making that content.
Mm-hmm.
I want that life.
Just make that content.
I'm already in like the mindset of like, I want to go get cute workout clothes. Mm.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, but I need to incorporate workouts in between the class, because once a week,
running or walking.
Even though this time, like, literally my, like, if I touch my legs here, they hurt.
Do I woke up today?
I'm actually not sore today.
Really?
Yo, going like,
I think I worked it out.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Because I bent my ass off yesterday, and I honestly think that helped, because I was feeling it when I was dancing.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm
still going.
Yeah. I'm still doing it. Shaking my little
out of bed, you think a train ran my ass over. I was like,
yeah. No, that first day, I think that was the worst. That day after those classes, I was hurting and I was so fucking tired. Like,
you were at work when the elevator broke down, right?
Yes,
okay, so this was me today, but like, I mean,
I was like, fuck, oh yeah, because it's gonna be out all weekend, but fuck, yeah. So the day after the Pilates class, I went to work and the elevator broke. And I had to take the stairs so many fucking times. And I was like, wow. Yeah. Maybe that's why, too. Like, I don't feel as sore as I probably would have. I've been using my legs.
Yeah.
I had to freaking go do laundry downstairs. And, like, going back, I was like, my legs felt so heavy. I'm like,
my leg. Yeah. But it's so, like, I love the feeling of being sore. So it's like, I did it right. Yeah. I did it right. Especially, like, I'm sore on my ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
When I bent down to grab something, I was like, yo, my bumpies hurt.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
They're going to grow.
Yay. Yeah. It's exciting. It's fun.
Ask, though, like, do they, like, what's the difference with the first and second class?
So this,
this time around,
do you feel like you're growing your butt?
This time around, yes. Yeah. We used booty bands.
Yeah, we used bands.
Oh.
For most of the fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was hard. That first time that we stayed, it was like a lot of like on your hands and knees work and like lifting your leg and doing stuff like that, which was hurting me because my wrist. That's when I was like, "Fuck, dude, I need to do something about my wrist." Cause,
and your knees,
And I need a thicker mat too, because I feel that shit on my knees.
Yeah,
But yeah, so that one was like more like.
You want to tell them what's wrong with your poor little wrist?
Yes, I will. But let's reset the camera.
Okay. So what's up with your wrist?
Oh yeah. I diagnosed myself.
Has yet to see a doctor.
Have yet to see a doctor. I do have an appointment, but I finally made an appointment after that Pilates class. I'm like, I need to do something about this because it was pretty bad. I diagnosed myself with a ganglion cyst. Ganglion cyst. I remember when I was very, very young. Fuck, dude, it's hot now.
Yeah.
Now the liquor is hitting, I'm hot. Mm-hmm. I was young, like 11-ish, I want to say, 11, 12. I had a cyst, and I don't remember which wrist it was on, but the doctor told me that it was a cyst. Mm. Same place. So I'm wondering if it's the same fucking one, to be honest. And the doctor said, like, oh, if it's not bothering you, just leave it alone. Because they can, like, drain it.
But it'll fill back up.
Yes. And it's a little painful, I guess. So if it's not bothering, like, there's no point. And it didn't bother me. Like, I just left it alone. It went away, and I forgot about it. Until, like, this past year, I want to say, I started feeling pain in my wrist. I, like, didn't know what it was. But then after a while, I started, like, noticing this. I'll show you how you can see it. Look. Yeah. Can you see?
Wait, move the mushroom. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. You could feel it more than anything.
You can definitely see it when I put pressure right there.
Yeah.
It's that thing right here.
Yeah. And that was the first time I seen it, too, when we were doing Pilates. I'm like, wait, I can see it. Because that was the thing. I was like, kind of could see it when I do this. Uh-huh. You can kind of see it's like something. So, yeah, I was just having wrist pain. I didn't know what it was. And then I started noticing, like, a small bump. And I'm like, and then I remembered that cyst I had when I was fucking 11 years old. And I'm like, wait, I wonder if this is the same thing. So, Googled it. I'm like, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure this is what it is. And so I just ignored it again. Mm-hmm. It's been months. The pain comes and goes, literally. Like, sometimes I don't feel it at all. And then, like, sometimes.
It's probably depending on what it starts pressing on.
Yeah, but there's times, like, even at work when I'm, like, turning patients and shit, sometimes no problem. And then there's times where I'm like, fuck my wrist. Like, so. Yeah, but
it might move. Does it feel like it moves around or does it feel like it's stuck in place?
Right now, I feel stuck, but I do think that it. Like, because right now it feels very hard. Before, I can, like, kind of, like, I don't know. But just recently, like, the last couple months, it's really, 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 like, worse. It's affecting me. It's affecting me now. So now I'm like, fuck, I need to go to the doctor. Because I can't do Pilates properly now.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, the main thing that I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I did discover in this last class that, like, I can do this instead of this, and it's better. So on all the time, she makes us go on her forearms. Yeah, I either do this or I go forearm. But yeah, so that's the risk situation. I'll get it checked out.
We'll need an update.
Are we all talking about our health problems?
Yeah, no.
Like, you got what's your health problem?
Nose. Okay, like recently, I've been noticing it's been. Like, I really noticed it after, like, my health situation that I had.
Yeah.
That my legs and feet will fall asleep more often. Yeah. Whether it's me, like, sitting down or even if I'm laying down, but, like, my leg is kind of, like, crossed or whatever. Like, within, like, seconds to minutes, I already start feeling like, yo, my legs are falling asleep. And I think now I'm more worried, which I know is very vain. I'm getting a lot of those little, like,
they're not spider varicose.
They're not spider veins. Yeah, like they're not like the ones, the varicose, I guess, where you can feel them. I just see that they're like purple now, and I'm like, yo, so my circulation is fucked.
Yeah. Okay,
that's and I'm so like, funny. I'm a little concerned because I'm like, yo, okay, I'm old, but not that.
No, you're young.
You know, like.
I'm glad you brought that up because I have the same problem.
Yeah, she was literally just telling me that.
My veins are crazy, but I noticed that too, but I just ignore it.
Cause
I was like, is this a problem? The fact that my legs fall asleep so easily?
I hadn't noticed that, and I just feel like now it's like, damn, I have a lot. Like, if it was a few, I'm like, oh, okay, but I'm like, for it to have been within, what, the last month, 2 months. Like, it's a little sus, a little too much. And the sad thing is, like, I went and made an appointment. So I went on my app. I looked through providers to make an appointment. And then they fucking call me because I got, like, a very quick appointment. I think I made it on a Thursday, and then I had one for Monday. And they're like, this doctor doesn't take your insurance at the moment. In my mind, I'm like, well, why the fuck are you coming up as providers listed through my insurance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I kind of gave up. I probably should call. Yeah, they gave me a number to call, but I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do that. Like, yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny because, like, we work in healthcare, and it's, like, a thing that people say.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's true what they say. Like, healthcare workers neglect themselves the most, I feel.
I don't know. You do have, like, two sets of, like, healthcare workers. You have the ones that are really upset
about their health.
And the ones that are just so fucking tired of working.
Yeah.
And life that they do neglect themselves.
I neglect all my ailments.
I'm kind of in the middle. I've been going for some stuff, but... Yeah,
I haven't been to a doctor in a year.
She recently, and before that, you had, like, terrible doctor experiences, and then you finally got a really good doctor, and then you never went back.
I know. I was so happy. I'm like, I love her.
She
and then I haven't gone back, but I'm going to see her. I finally made an appointment. It's until next month, though, because, you know, that's how it is.
But ask her about your legs, too.
That's true. I should probably write it down, because I'd be forgetting. I forget
everything.
At one point, I did question, like, if that was a problem, because I noticed that my legs were falling asleep a lot, mm-hmm. and very easily. And not only that, but they're hard to get back. Like, I'll walk it out, and I'm, like, doing this and doing that. Okay, it won't go away for a while.
Because I did notice... I found one pair of compression stockings.
I wear those.
So I've worn them once... like once a week, because I only have one pair.
Mm.
And I have noticed that which is so funny because it's only been literally once a week for mm-hmm. the last 2 weeks, but they're not falling asleep as often. So I did order another, like, I ordered three pairs, but I'm like, yo, I don't want to have to wear the stockings.
I wear those every day. When I work the hospital, I wear compression socks. Yeah. I feel a difference just feet pain wise when I don't wear them. I'm gonna bleep that out. I don't wear them as often because I feel like I just don't work as hard there. But I do wear those pretty often.
I think my problem is that I do sit a lot.
Yeah.
Like as church nurses, we sit a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little thingy that another church nurse had. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
For the feet?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's one at the other side I work, and I kind of like it. So I feel like I don't like the setup at the new office. I don't like it. The computer's too, like, close up,
mm-hmm.
and then it's really weird because I want my feet flat on the floor, but then my keyboard's too high up. Mm-hmm. So then if I try to elevate so my keyboard is aligned, my feet are dangling. So I think I need that little thingy, but it's freaking annoying. Let me go complain to HR about ergonomics.
No, literally.
Oh, yeah.
Because look at Bree. Let's talk about Bree's fucking ailment.
So I got carpal tunnel.
Yeah, nice. She literally has carpal tunnel.
Because I'm editing this. No, I'm editing.
She wants to be a content creator.
I'm editing you guys. I'm editing this podcast and editing. Like, I started noticing my hands were hurting. Like, it was giving, like, how to describe it? Like, aching pains. Mm-hmm. Like, it would just, like, give me so much ansias. Like, I felt like I had to, like, hold my hand. And, mm-hmm. like, kind of, like,
it's like restlessness.
Yeah, like, restlessness. Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. Restlessness. That's exactly what I would feel.
Like, even if you're, like, having your, like, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I was feeling. And it had happened, like, after finals. So I was like, damn, maybe it's because, like, I was on my phone a lot. I was on the computer a lot. Maybe that's why I'm like, oh, go away. It didn't go away. It was so consistent for, like, a whole month. And I was like, okay, it's time to go to the doctor. But I was so scared. I don't know why, but I feel like I was not really knowledgeable what carpal tunnel was. I feel like I'm not still. But I just knew that my aunt had carpal tunnel and she had to get surgery because of it. And I was like, no.
I was telling Bree, like, there's exercises and stuff you can do, like, to help before it gets to that point.
Yeah. So I did go to my doctor. He did say it does sound like you have signs of carpal tunnel. I thought it was arthritis.
Low key, I think I have arthritis too, but, like,
we're not gonna talk about that. Yeah, I thought it was arthritis, but he said carpal tunnel, and he gave me these, like, braces to use when I'm asleep and typing. I have noticed a difference. Honestly, I think it's because when I do edit and stuff, I'm really lazy with it. Like, I will bring my laptop to my bed and, like, just, like, have it, like my
posture. Your ergonomics.
Yeah. It's not good. So, I know that's probably the reason. Or even, like, sometimes, like, I'll edit, like, on my phone, like, certain things. And, like, it's just a lot of this, you know?
Yeah.
For long periods of time. So,
yeah.
It would start bothering me, but I've noticed that since, like, I have had those things, my mom has also gotten me these compression, like,
sleeves,
yeah, for my hands, and also for my my arch. I've always had a problem with my arches, even when I was little.
Flat feet?
No, I have curved
feet. Oh, okay.
But
I have flat feet when my feet are down, but when I pick them up, they look so curved. Oh, it's really? So weird.
Yeah, I have curved feet, so I always feel like I need support on my I was getting so much freaking cramps at Pilates. This one class, with the pointing, the flexing, I was like, damn, I'm cramping up. So
I was cramping up everywhere.
That's why it was like, ridiculous. Too, I noticed the day after, like my feet, like the what is it called? The bottom of my foot. Mm-hmm. I forgot the name of it. Mm-hmm. Was fucking hurting.
My feet were hurting that, like, day too.
The freaking stances we were doing, like my foot was literally like. Mm-hmm. Girl, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, lift your heel. I'm like, what?
I can't even do that.
When you have your other leg in the air.
Yeah. Like, oh. I lift your heel. I'm like, yeah. Girl.
And she literally was like, all your weight should be on your big toe. And I'm like, it freaking is. Like,
it's crazy too, like, to get, not to go back into that, but like, it is crazy how, like, the slightest adjustment of something really, like, makes the biggest difference on what the fuck muscle you're working.
Yeah.
I will say that too. I felt like I was getting, like, my hands were getting worse because I wasn't working out. I wasn't being physically mobile with my hand movements. And just Pilates, since doing Pilates, it's reminded me of, like, how I used to feel with dancing. Like, I would move these little tiny muscles that you never really.
Yeah, you don't think
especially
about.
Especially with ballet, contemporary, just us doing our stretches. And I'm like, dude, I miss this. I think that will help me in the long run with my hands and stuff like that because I'm doing movements.
I agree.
You know.
That's what I was hoping too for, like, my ailments. But then I realized, like, no, I need to get this wrist checked because it's making it worse.
Yeah.
It's making it worse. And I don't want to not do Pilates.
Yeah. And I think it'll help with our posture too.
Yes. So
I'm really, which I'm really excited about.
I need to get, like, a faja to, like, straighten me up because,
you know, I don't know where the fuck mine is.
Do you take supplements though?
No, I'm terrible at that.
You should take turmeric. Turmeric's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it honestly put me on because
when I actually it helps with my knee pain. I don't know why the fuck my knees be hurting sometimes. But
yeah, me too. That's why I'm convinced I have arthritis because my joints just hurt sometimes. But and my mom has arthritis.
I feel like
we should really get. I have my supplements. It's just my fucking problem is taking.
Yes.
Them. But no. We should really get on the supplements game.
No, I just remember,
don't know what to take. I get overwhelmed.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Remember when when I went to the holistic doctor?
They know what they're talking
first
about.
First of all, a page and a half full of diagnoses that he gave me that I was like, dude, this makes sense. This makes sense.
This is what I feel.
I spent hundreds of dollars on supplements that he recommended for all of everything that he's scanned and found wrong with me. And I just could not keep up with taking them. Mm. Like, I let the money go to waste, really, because. And I would, like, pre-pack them. And there was so many, though. That's another thing, though. It was just way too many. But even now, I have my magnesium that I'm like, let me take my magnesium. Can't even do that every day.
Yeah, magnesium at night.
Yes.
You'll sleep like a baby.
I literally don't magnesium think to like fucking, take it. I put a reminder on my phone, take vitamins. I still don't take the vitamins. It's terrible.
I got up.
We should be taking vitamin C, too.
Yeah. When I get sick,
at least 250. Daily.
No, it should be a daily thing or like zinc.
At least 250.
Yeah. I got B12.
You know, like, what? Sorry, I'm like segueing, but like, what trips me out when you're like getting sick, you're supposed to take like four to 5,000 milligrams.
Yeah, you can take a lot of milligrams of vitamin C. And
practically try to overdose on vitamin C to like help your immune system, but yeah.
I was I started taking B12 because I forgot what symptom I was having. I was getting
with energy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Energy. I had really, really low energy no matter what I was doing. But also maybe it was because I wasn't working out.
I think that's a big deal. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel too.
And also I was getting tingling around my head and I was I got nervous. I was is there something wrong with me? But when I looked it up, it said that I'm lacking B12 and it'll help with my fatigue, and I'm okay. So yeah. Since I started taking that, it was helping, but I'm so inconsistent.
I got myself a pill organizer and I'm hoping that will help.
Yeah, I have one of those too.
Every fucking morning to grab from every fucking bottle I have, it takes too much time. So if I already have it with me and in my work bag, bam, I'm just gonna go.
Right, that's what I thought. And I carry that pill organizer with me everywhere I go. Do I take the pills? No.
Yeah. I even did that one.
We need reminders.
Yeah.
I put the reminder in my phone too.
You're fucked.
I need someone to shove that shit down my throat. Every day at a certain time.
Honestly. I even did that subscription. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. I forgot what it's called. But
I know which one you're talking about.
It's individual
packets. Sounds familiar.
Individual packets of vitamins that they just suggest that you have based on a survey, and it even says your name or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was doing that, and they'll send me a 30-day pack every month. And literally, I went back up so much, I had to cancel it. I was bro, I have 3 months and I still haven't fucking finished it. I stopped it and I
just start doubling your fucking
shit. Honestly. And then it was just got to a point where I'm like, dude, I think these vitamins are just way too old.
Yeah, I don't know why that's so hard for me.
The pharmacies,
The expirations? I'd be taking old ass pills. I don't care.
Yeah.
Them Quaaludes got better with time.
No. Yeah, no, yeah. Okay, so let's work on that.
We're going to work on that.
Let's do better at taking our vitamins.
I think it'll be really cool for us to do a vlog going to a holistic doctor,
Dude, I wouldn't mind going again.
Is he going to not tell me?
That time I went, I literally cried with him because there's just so much things that I couldn't prove were wrong, but I felt not good. Mm-hmm. And he literally, he did my scan, and then he's like, you must be really tired all the time. Mm-hmm. And I cried because I'm yeah, I am. And he's he started reading all these things about all my deficiencies, my pancreas. He says my pancreas, which I probably should get that checked, because he's it's barely functioning right now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and he gave me a bunch of vitamins for it, and I was taking them for a while, but then again, I backed off. But yeah, my pancreas is not functioning. I have all these fucking, what are they called? Bugs. I had parasites.
You mean parasites?
I had parasites.
We all fucking do.
Dude,
we're supposed to cleanse every 3 to 6 months.
I sleep with my dogs. He was you sleep with your dogs, you're going to always have them. I'm okay. So in my head, I'm I have them. And then he's you have these ones. I forgot what they're called. But he's they're really hard to get rid of. He gave me this fucking terrible, terrible, terrible cleanse to do. I fucking tried it. It was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. It was so bad. I was supposed to, TMI, but I was supposed to shit everything out. I couldn't. I was throwing everything up.
Oh.
And I literally told him, I'm I don't think, I don't know what happened, but I could not keep any of it down. I was throwing up. And he's okay. He gave me a variation. Fucking threw up. My brain's out again, and I'm okay, I don't want to do this anymore. It was so rough. I had to take time off of work for that shit. It was hard.
God damn.
And it was supposed to be 3 days, and I couldn't get past one.
Oh my God.
God damn.
It was bad. It was really bad. And I paid a lot of money.
Fucking cleanse.
I paid a lot of money for that cleanse too, and I couldn't do it. I told him, I feel like I'm wasting it because I'm throwing it up. And he's that's not supposed to happen. And at one point I was on the toilet and throwing up at the same time, and I was just fucking crying. It was so bad.
Yeah.
I tried. I tried. It was rough. But he also told me, again, I should go get that checked too. But obviously I have a lot of back pain. He's oh yeah, your C4, whatever the fuck they are. He's your cartilage is worn down really bad. They're almost, your vertebrae are grinding on each other pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't gone to get that checked. I still have the paper somewhere. It was a lot. And he's like, oh, you feel this? I'm like, yes. And then also my anxiety, he's like, oh, this is from this. And I'm like,
yeah.
It was so cool. And but I didn't stick with it. Yeah. It was just so expensive. The scan, cheap. All the vitamins he recommended to feel better, not cheap.
Trying to be healthy costs money.
Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, I think that would be fun. I would be down to go again.
Yeah, we should do it. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with Sorry We're Drunk?
He's like, damn. He literally everything. Was like, you must be tired. You must be so tired.
Yeah, I'm afraid to have elevated cholesterol. I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I'm also, I do think that I have, like, at least a little bit of arthritis, and I'm worried for the future because I've always had joint pain. Mm-hmm. Even in elementary school, I had joint problems.
Wow.
And my mom has pretty bad arthritis, so mm-hmm. I'm like, my fingers be getting stuck.
With that,
I thought rheumatoid for a second. I was like,
that's what my mom has.
Rheumatoid. Damn.
Yeah. What's that?
It's
when your autoimmune system starts backfiring and it thinks you're the enemy.
Oh my god!
It like breaks down your like cartilage. I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's have you when seen you my see mom's people, fingers?
No.
Yeah.
That's when you see people when they have like their fingers all like.
Yeah. My mom has she wears like these little tiny rings right on the joints because she says that it helps her. Mm. But she is starting to get, you know, not like, you know, who I'm talking about. Yeah. We had a resident who had it really bad. Not like mm-hmm. that, but you can definitely see her her bones are like fat, my mom. Mm-hmm. And slightly, like, you know, she has a little curvage on some of her fingers. Mm-hmm. But she swears her rings help, and honestly, maybe they do because they're not that bad. Mm-hmm. I've seen worse, but she definitely has. She definitely has that.
There's no way to prevent it.
No, I think it's just it's in your DNA.
It's autoimmune. Yeah, at some point in your life, you're like whatever gene picks it up, and then it flares out. It's like lupus. Like you're, in a sense, almost born with it, and for some reason
it just decides to flare up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am kind of scared that I have that. I feel like I do. My fingers, sometimes I'll be like cutting and then I can't let go of the knife. Like I'm literally stuck. Yeah. It's terrible. And then I tell my mom, she's like, oh yeah, it happens to me all the time. But I'm like, no, that's not that's not good.
Yeah. I think when you're in the transition of like realizing like, damn, like my body is not what it used to be. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Cause like I have a lot of issues with like dexterity or like grip now, especially because again, I think it's just me and pregnancy don't like go well together because even with Esme, like I'm sleeping and at night my fucking arm is asleep and I know I know for a fact that's why like my hands are fucked now.
I have to pee.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You wanna.
Are we talking about our ailments? Mm-hmm. Your dexterity, I think.
Well, yeah, I just
did we get that past
it's,
that?
It's not the same anymore. Like even like holding like bags or like doing certain movements, I'm like I don't have grip. Mm-hmm. It's
interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah,
we should probably
see a doctor. Yeah.
For some reason, this one is bomb.
Huh.
More square. A little dash of that, and the lime is like hitting right now.
I just know. Never mind.
Anyways, okay, so
they're all good. Oh, I already went to the doctor. I already know what I got. But rest of y'all, go to the doctor. Let us know what you got.
Okay, we'll update you. A quick update. I think we are updating right now on our health journey. I don't know if I ever told the podcast that I won the diet, but
oh my god, yeah,
this already happened a couple months ago, but like yeah, I think we talked about it that I joined the diet bed and it was helping me, motivating me. I won.
She fucking won that shit, bro. And I think she would
$700. I lost a total of 15.5 pounds in that time in 3 months. Months. Which was exactly my goal because I was like 5 pounds a month. Like, that's all I want to do.
That's reasonable.
Since then, I have gained a couple back. But I'm like, not worried about numbers as much. I am trying to just, like, maintain at this point. But I don't think I need to lose any more weight. Yeah, I don't know. No. Just tone.
No, you look healthy. Yeah.
And we've heard people, family mention that you can't really tell from, like,
the podcast that she has lost weight, but in person, they were like, what the fuck? You lost a lot of weight. But yeah, I will tell you that in person, she looks snatched.
Thank you.
She has lost a lot of weight, and I think now you just want to focus on building muscle.
Right. Toning.
And I think with building muscle, you're going to gain weight, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
muscle mass.
I'm like, trying not to worry about the numbers too much, but I am slacking off big time on my diet. The thing.
You do, like, gain muscle mass, but you're going to be burning fat along with it.
So, just, you know, if anyone's in a diet, but I kind of knew that. So I was not trying to work out during that whole 3 months. Yeah. I was like, fuck that. I don't want to gain no muscle. I did some cardio, but that's it. Yeah. I wasn't trying to grow no muscle.
Yeah.
But with that being said, like, I am having a little bit of, like,
body dysmorphia.
I don't know if it's body dysmorphia or what it is, but, like, I don't feel like I look good. Like, I feel like I look very saggy in places where I lost the weight. So now I want to work on that. I especially got self-conscious about my ass, I'm not gonna lie.
Aww. It was her personality.
It was your best asset.
It was my best asset, and I do feel like I lost it. I mean, I still have a booty, but
she still has a shape.
When I try clothes on,
your ass is fat.
Right. Wait, how does it go? There was a TikTok I was thinking about, but I can't remember how it goes. Anyways, I don't know. I started noticing, like, okay, I'm losing weight in my butt. It's fine. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, I lost my ass. Like, I'm trying clothes on, I'm trying jeans on. I'm like, wait, what the fuck?
Where'd it go?
And then people started telling me, you know, we can block her name out, but she literally told me, I could tell you're losing weight because your butt's not as big. And for some reason, like, because I was already thinking it, but she was the first person to comment on it. And that, like, I crashed out.
It fucked you up, yeah.
It fucked me up. And, you know, it's so stupid and vain, but, like, I don't know. I was just like, what the fuck am I doing? I need to.
But it's fine, baby girl. Yeah. Just do those, what do you call it? Elephant kicks?
Yeah. I now, that donkey is like kicks. Something that I want to work on.
Elephant, one of those. I don't know.
Donkey kicks.
Yeah.
Do the animal kick.
Do some Pilates and we'll get there.
We're working at it now. Yeah. But yeah, I did kind of go, I kind of crashed out for a bit. I still am here and there, like when I try clothes on and I like, because I'm used to seeing my body shape a certain way, and I think that it's not that anymore. So I'm like, fuck, I need to fix that. But you know, I'm gonna try to do it the right way.
I'm here to tell you that you look good. You know how a lot of times we're like, at the moment, you're like, bro, like, I don't feel confident, I don't look good. And then you look a year later, and you're, like, bigger, and you look back, and you're fuck, I look so fucking good. Why the fuck was I complaining?
Like, I wish I looked like that now.
Yeah, it's just the thing of, like, change. Like, you're used to seeing yourself in a certain light, and once you've gone through change, it's gonna take a while before you adjust to that change.
Yeah, I'm definitely going through that.
Because you hear people telling you, like, oh, you look good, mm-hmm. but it's gonna take...
no,
time
you know,
you to believe it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I also crashed out recently. I think it was for EDC when I bought that leopard print. Remember, I was like, yes, dude,
leopard print thong.
Yeah, no, it was a bathing suit like with the little skirt, and I thought it was so cute, like the little Shein ad.
I have a story. Ahead.
Okay, the little Shein. Hopefully, you don't forget it.
I hope not.
It was so cute, and I was like, I might just change my whole outfit and wear this because it's so cute. So I tried it on, and it looked decent from the front. And I don't know what made me, like, I literally set up my phone, and I pressed record to look at the back. And I was so, like, flat. And, like, no, like, it didn't look like I had any curvatures. I don't know why, but that shit did not suit me at all. And that shit made me, like, I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I lost my body. And it's so funny because a few, like, I haven't lost weight like this, like, in a long time. But the last time that I did, I felt like I lost my boobs, which I barely have any to begin with. And I remember, like, thinking, like, damn, I lost my boobs. But this time, I feel like I didn't lose boobs, so it's making me look a little bit bigger up top, which I'm not used to. And now my ass is gone. I'm like, what the fuck? This is new. This is new to me. Just, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I'm going to try to work on getting the booty back.
You can do it. You can do it.
I will say that, you know, usually when you lose weight, you lose your boobs.
Yeah.
But I feel like since your waist gets smaller, your boobs are bigger.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I think that it is making me look a little bigger.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it's that's not easy. Maybe it's the protein, because I've been high protein. I've been trying. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
All you need to do is work out that butt muscle, and since you're eating that protein, it'll build
up. Now that I'm working out,
yeah,
trying.
I kind of like low-key do want to hit the gym.
No, yeah. Okay, so we decided.
Okay, but the gym ends.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
but we decided that we're going to get gym membership now.
Yeah, because I think we
might have to. Yo, I might commit, but I don't know if you guys would like to go before work.
I'm down.
Get up fucking.
I mean, we can.
3:30 in the morning, potentially 4.
If we have to, we might have to.
It's, you know, either that or you eat at night.
Yeah. That's the thing. I usually am down to work out late at night. But
to me, I would love to do it in the morning to get it over with, because at night I want to go sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think for me, it's like, I just want to, I would rather maybe, it's going to take used to, because, you know,
I love sleep, bro.
But hit the gym, get ready for work.
It will be a good start to your day. Yeah. Give you energy.
You can just get it over with.
Relax. Yeah, I think that.
I'm down to try that.
Because I feel like I need to get, like, resistance. I need to start building a tolerance, because I am very unfit right now.
No, yeah.
Like, I don't even think I could run for 10 minutes on a treadmill.
No, I can't.
I'm joking.
I literally can't. We went for a run the other day. Dying. Yeah, dying.
We literally died. But I would like to continue doing that. To get better. Because that was like, fuck, okay, like, I want to work on
this. It's hard. I want to, like, I want to kind of, like, get a baseline and then start really...
Yeah,
and you know, you'll be surprised how fast, like, that happens. Because I remember when I was, like, kind of on my fit, like, the last time. The last time when we were working at my apartment, we got strong fast.
Because it's doable. Very, very doable. It's just...
You just have to fucking consistent. Go. You just have to show up.
You have to follow what you feel. You gotta follow with the plan.
You have to be consistent.
Yeah.
Yep.
It really is.
And with time, build on that. Yes. But the key is consistency.
But it is hard. You know, we have lives.
Yeah.
Driving to the gym and then coming home, driving home, taking a shower, like, all that shit takes time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't have that time or energy, really. But, like, the few times that I've gone to this gym that Bri and I have been going to, we literally do not want to fucking go. Yeah. We don't want to go. We are dragging our asses all the way in.
We're literally waiting for either one of us to be like, you know?
That's, like, really tough, though, like, how it's to get so out of that. Because honestly, I've always had that mentality, too.
If I was doing it alone, I wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
To be completely honest,
like, girl,
I literally need
my mind makeover, but I need to lose weight.
Yeah. But even then, like, you have to have some type of consistency, even if you're going to get that, because you want to keep. You want to keep the goods. Either way,
going to spend all this money just to fucking gain shit back. Like, that's absurd.
Like, no offense, but look at some of the people who've done, like, the bypass surgeries, but they didn't, like, fix their diet before then. And then, like, it's pointless.
Waste of money,
Your stomach will grow again, you know?
You have to, like, make your investment in a way, like, matter. Yeah. Because,
your back's
like, you're not going to fucking cut your stomach in half to then gain weight back. Like, that's absurd.
Yeah.
Which I thought of, and I'm like, girl.
But then you literally have to change your whole life.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Because I'm
Which either way, you should. No, like, you know.
Because it tripped me out. You can go to Mexico and get that shit.
Oh, can you?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You can go in. You can go do anything.
I know you can do a lot of things, but I know you can do, like, just schedule yourself a bypass. Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah, I know. But
I
think I had told you, I was like, I don't know. I remember I mentioned it to somebody, maybe Carlos, but he was like, maybe you should just try to lose weight first. Because No, I just want to cut my stomach.
That wrong?
Yeah. I only know because I was told of somebody who did it in Mexico, and I was like,
you're like, wait, what?
Like, what the fuck?
That's pretty sick. I didn't know that. Yeah. I know you can get, like, everything done, but...
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I remember when my mom had started losing weight, she was following this book. And it was, his name was Dr. George. No. Fuck. I know what the book looks like. I know what this man looks like because she used to follow that shit to a fucking team. And when she started doing that, his big thing was like, don't take away anything from your diet. Just replace it with better things. Better ingredients, better, instead Papa of John's. This bread.
Papa John's.
I didn't say that in my head.
Dr. Papa John.
Just, you know.
Anyway, sorry.
This bad bread for this good bread. And a lot of those things, we've kept in our,
Maybe that is what I did, mindset. Like, subconsciously. Yeah. Like, I was explaining off camera is what I was, like, my quote-unquote diet was, just eating higher protein meals and like not counting calories but being mindful of them. But I still like I would need a snack. I always snack, so like I had to replace my snacks with lower calories. So if it had protein, that was a plus. I started eating beef jerky, like bitch, like you know, like
who eats that shit?
It's high in protein.
Yeah,
and it, if you need a snack.
I ate it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. Like,
Esme loves that shit.
That's the thing. Like, I had to start figuring out, like, okay, if I, like, instead of mindless snacking, you know, like, chips on the table, which now I'm doing again, but I'm, like, trying to get back into it. I don't know. It's just, like, you have to kind of, like, find replacements for sure.
Be mindful.
No, yeah.
Be mindful. Honestly, that's the number one thing.
I will put a picture or, like, the name of the book that I'm talking about, but in his book, there's, like, he literally has side by side, like, instead of eating this, like, what, like, all of us commonly have in our pantry.
Pizza.
He'll give you a substitute. And usually, the substitutes are, one, healthier, lower calories, lower sodium, lower everything. And they're bigger portions because it's whole ingredients. And I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, I don't have to starve myself.
You can eat more if you're eating cleaner. Yeah.
If you're eating cleaner, there's certain things we've replaced and have never looked back, like our bread. We do Ezekiel bread. It's the bread that you only find in the freezer section because it is, they have no
perishable.
They have no freaking preservatives or anything. So if you leave it out, it's gonna get bad. So you freeze it, you put it in the fridge, you use it pretty quickly. And that shit, honestly, it tastes like cardboard. if you toast it as you would a regular piece of bread, but if you toast it in the perfect amount,
you just gotta learn how to work with it.
Yeah, we've learned how to work with it.
Me with my low calorie tortillas.
Yeah,
sometimes they just like if you try to warm them up, they get hard.
Yeah, you just gotta warm them up. Yeah. No, yeah, and honestly, we've been using that, and it helps me do my business. It keeps me regulated, you know, and it's just so much low carb.
That's another thing I need. I need to increase my fiber.
Yeah, fiber.
That's the other thing, too.
I'm literally one of those GI girlies. GI does not work.
I have problems, too. But, like, usually, I think we have opposite problems.
Do we?
Because you have to go to the bathroom often, no?
No, I'm usually constipated.
Oh, okay, because earlier you were like, sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just for some reason the chile and the
I'm a constant constipated girl.
That's a supposed thing about with earth signs, that they have a lot of GI issues.
Okay, well, that's true. I guess it's true.
But yeah, I'm constantly constipated.
Get yourself some Ezekiel bread, piece of toast every day, you'll be regulated.
And you know, you could die.
Yeah, of course you can.
Were you around? No, what's his name? He died on the toilet. Somebody at work. Fuck, what's his name? No, it was.
So if you're pushing hard enough, you can burst the vessel.
And bleed out, basically.
You're like.
That's why I begin to scare. Once like I'll be trying, and then I start feeling numb, and I'm like, stop.
No,
I don't want to come out. I don't want to come out.
Like if I've pushed like what I deem long and hard enough, and it hasn't come out, I'm like, well, fuck it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. I just get the fuck up.
But that's
because even that thing of you sitting on the toilet and like that, your butt literally goes into the toilet.
Yeah.
That causes issues in itself. Yeah. So like you're literally, that's what they tell you, like don't be on your phone and just sitting on the toilet.
Yeah,
because that is a potential factor for.
For me, the squatty potty worked for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to ours or why we got rid of it, but we had one here, and I don't know what happened. That helped, but like, yeah, no, I definitely have problems there too.
Yeah.
Are we recording still? It's still recording. So in on the poop talk. I love it.
Where did we leave off?
Where did we leave off?
Hemorrhoids.
Oh yeah, I think you're right. Hemorrhoids. So you got hemorrhoids? I want to go back to my story.
Oh yes.
Which was?
She said that she
wanted... I wore the bathing suit for the first time in years.
Wait, where was I for this story?
I hadn't said it.
Oh, this is the one that you wanted to say.
Yeah, the point is, last weekend, I went to a spa with my mans to celebrate our... we did celebrate our anniversary. But it was actually the first time I wore a bathing suit. Granted, it was a one-piece, but it was a bathing suit. It wasn't shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I felt great.
I love that.
Yeah. I was a little like, very astonished at myself for actually wearing it and like pulling through. I took pictures too. I thought I looked okay. But
yes, I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
I won't post it. No. Oh, okay. But it's more okay, for
you're
like,
pushing it
I did that. Yeah. Yeah. So that's okay, really congrats. It.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
For a while, I also like.
I'm gonna wear the same one to the girls.
I'm honestly probably gonna wear that cheetah print one that I hated. I think I'm gonna wear that one. I don't know.
I think I wanna buy a new one. We'll see.
No, we'll see. I'm not at a two piece moment, and I think the one that I wore was flattering from where I'm at now. Yeah. I obviously still wanna like work on myself.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, there's always room for it. There's always room for improvement is what I was going to say.
But I think I did, kind of marvel in my, my confidence for the weekend. You stepped
out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
Honestly, that is a big deal.
No, it is. It is. It's a lot to feel confident, especially in a bathing suit. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
I'm still.
I found the one, you know?
Yeah.
I'm looking for like good bathing suit.
That I will wear them. Most of the time, it's like a short bikini, like shorts and the bikini, because I'm very like not confident in the bottom area. But yeah, no, that's a big deal.
I will show you guys.
For the girls' trip, since it's all girls, I feel like I want to be a little more risque.
Mm-hmm. You know, which is why I'm down to wear the cheetah print one. Not with that skirt, because that skirt was doing nothing for me. Yeah, but just the bathing suit itself is cute.
Okay, this was it, though.
Oh my gosh, wait. Yay.
Some of the other pictures look kind of gross, because my face, I was already kind of drunk.
You look so cute.
You do look cute. But, I love progress.
Yes,
no.
I really like that weekend.
I'm glad.
It was cute.
For you, that's awesome.
No, that is a big step.
I love that.
We're growing. Okay,
not as flattering here, but still, like, girl, you know,
stop.
Progress. No, progress.
You look so pretty, friend. Oh, this is beautiful.
This is cute. Oh my god, I love it.
But yeah,
congrats. That's a big, honestly, this. That is. Yeah. Us as girls get it.
Yeah,
that's sure. A big deal.
It is,
honestly, like, so slightly off topic, but like recently I'm getting more comfortable in like the rave clothes.
Yeah.
Being a little more like,
I know, I love it. I love seeing your confidence.
Because like I love the rave fucking fashion, but like I've always done it to like a safe extent.
Same.
I still am safe, I will say.
Yeah.
In comparison to other people.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling more confident lately. Like, I think for EDC, the red fit that I wore, it wasn't too crazy, but I was feeling uncomfortable because I wasn't wearing fishnets or tights or something. And I don't usually do that. Because if I'm going to wear, like, a short skirt or, like, something that shows my booty a little bit, I at least want the fishnets there. They're, like, my little safety net. I didn't wear them because Bree said not to. My little fashion, what are they called?
Stylist.
My little stylist was like, it looks better without. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to be uncomfortable. Yeah. But, you know, I did it. And I liked the pictures later.
Yeah, they were so cute.
But it was like a
moment.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't have something like to hold me, really.
Yeah. No, I
give me a little hug.
With fishnets, without fishnets, it's a total different.
Yeah, I feel naked, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
I was feeling naked, but you know.
You did it. You did the damn thing.
So yeah, I get it. I get the bathing suit thing.
I think that's what I'm really excited for us through our, you know, fitness journey is that we are gonna be pushing ourselves to
to things we've never tried
before. And honestly, like, I don't know why I care so much, because when I see other girls, no matter
what size,
fucking body size, style, type they are, when I see a girl dressed like a fucking baddie, like, no matter how much fatty,
like
I love it. I'm so like, I'm like, yes, girl, yes. And I'm just like, why can I not do it?
If you have fucking confidence, you could make anything fucking work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I feel like us particularly, we're very much in our heads. We're very overthinkers. Much. We have anxiety.
Yeah. We're getting better though.
No, fuck you. You don't know that TikTok,
dude. Why, dude, bitch? So anxiety. Okay. They literally made her drop it, and now they're mad because she dropped it. Like,
me and Rosie,
talking about Dochi, by the way.
Our Dochi stands. Stands. If you guys don't know the lore.
Nah, go right. Me. All the way, nah.
Uh-huh. If you guys don't know the lore, Dochi, like, honestly, years ago, she, like, literally did a cover of somebody.
A remake. I wouldn't call it a cover.
Not even a cover, yeah, like a
remake. She used the beat.
She literally posted, like, a freaking Instagram story or some shit like that, where she just, like, she used the beat, and then she did her own little twist on it. And that's it. Left it alone.
Never tried to drop a song. No. Never fucking, she dropped it, you know? It recently, years later, came back. It circulated, and someone's like, she needs to drop this. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, all the TikTok was like, drop it. They bullied her. Yeah. And then she dropped it. And then all of a sudden, everyone's mad at her.
You ruined the song. You're not a rapper.
Her best work. Hell no, it's not, because it would happen years ago and she's grown since then. If you listen to Dochi now in comparison to that, no. Her rap is whack in that song in comparison to where she's at now.
Why are you mad though?
Huh?
No, we're so mad.
Why are you mad though?
Because all those fucking comments.
I just think it's funny.
All those comments.
I think people are just mad that it got like, what is it called? Like TikTok famous type of shit. Honestly.
She also got an award for it, I think.
No way.
I think she did, yeah. I forgot which one it was, but she got it.
I think you can always appreciate like remakes, but like if you value the original, value it. That's fine.
Yeah,
but, like,
honestly, she probably boosted the original one's fucking numbers too, because
of course she
let's
did.
Be honest, that's people an old song. People forgot and, about yeah. it. Yeah. So whatever. But I just do think it's funny because like
to an extent I feel like it's kinda like old heads. Being mad for yeah. all this like, shit.
Just know she why did it she for ruin the song? Her fans. You
because
know?
Like, y'all made her.
Exactly.
You can't ruin a song. Like, if anything, like, you have to appreciate somebody valuing the original to cover it, you know?
But I will say, I do think those TikToks are funny, where they're, like, playing the first part, and they're like, oh, I love this song. It's like,
doo-doo-doo. The comments are
and they're
so
like,
serious.
Love this song. And then the song drops, and they're like, fuck this!
Yeah.
I think it's funny, but yeah, people in the comments are fighting, so and serious. I'm just like, damn, they're really mad. They're really mad.
You don't even know my girl. Stop it.
Our girl, she knows what she's doing.
Now. Stop
and
it.
She's still making money. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah, no, she's rich. She's good. She's got a so Grammy.
We got to see her for free. Me 2 times, Bree 3 times.
A picture of us with her in this group photo. Literally, honestly, for being a fan. She's been spoiling
she's
us.
She's nice right. to us. We literally have met her. Like, what the fuck?
Three events.
That's pretty cool because, like, people who make it big don't do that type of shit.
Yeah. Like, the fact that in one year, we have had 3 opportunities to see her for free.
For free. And not only free, but it's, like, cool-ass events where you get
amazing experience.
Yeah. It's literally micro. Like, we've been manifesting.
Again. The first one being that little private.
Oh. No, you're the private.
At the park. The little private park one. And that shit was private. Like,
we were
small.
Right in front of this bitch. We talked to her.
There was a trust there because it is her.
Y'all could have been crazy.
Yeah, we could have been
we
crazy.
We could have been. But we know we have a mutual respect. Yeah. Second time being the H&M thing. Which was amazing too because it was all free shit. They were giving us free shit. And then we saw a free fucking amazing show.
It was
of
like
Dochi.
Dance, music, and fashion combined, which is my fucking shit.
It's the fucking couch.
Oh, okay, what the fuck is
it's
that?
It's the couch I keep leaning on. I need to stop.
Yeah, which is my fucking shit. It was giving. No, it was just giving.
It was so fun, and we didn't know what the fuck we were walking into. We had no idea, and it was
free food.
Literally, it was so nice. Free food, free makeup, free bags. was so fun. Amazing.
Yeah.
A free ass show too.
Yeah.
And then the third one being the Nike thing, which I
she
got the ticket to, and then I was like, wait, I can't go to this. I'm busy this day. So I gave them to her. Yeah. And that shit looked amazing. I was having so much FOMO.
Front fucking row, bro.
She was literally barricade.
Barricade. I've never been barricaded at fucking what was it? SoFi Stadium?
Or yes.
SoFi Stadium. I was like, whoa. Usually
was that a full-on concert?
Yes, it was a
full-on concert. She gave a full-on concert.
Yeah. It was amazing.
That's sorry cool. To the runners. I heard that they, like, missed it or something. Like
There is some drama with the Nike. Okay, because it was for Nike Run. The runners, supposedly, they started late. So, if you were a soul runner and you didn't make it to the 9:30 p.m. show.
You missed it. But then they gave some tickets away to just fans.
Doji fans.
You had to be fast. Yeah. You had to be fast. I was fast as fuck. I think it was the day that we were going to record.
Yeah.
I happened to be on my phone because Brie was texting me.
Yeah.
Or like I was waiting for you to show up or something. Yeah. I remember I was in the front. I literally got a notification like Doji. I didn't even read the details. All I said was first to 200 people to sign up. And I was like,
that's literally what happened to me with the H&M shit. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't even know about it.
I saw it, but I'm like, I don't know what this is. And I ignored it.
Yeah. I was able to add a guest to it. So I put Rosie's information and I put her email and whatever.
She got us into the H&M.
Yeah. She literally was like, hey, did I sign up for something? Like,
I got an email saying you're in. And I'm like, what am I in? Like, what the fuck is this?
I was like, oh, I forgot to tell you were going.
I screenshot it. I'm like, I don't know what this is, but like, I think Dochi's involved. Like, I didn't know what the fuck it was. She's like, oh yeah, I signed you up.
So I think I've been hacked.
So this has to be fake.
Identity fraud.
You know what? So we're even.
Yeah, we're even. We did
this. Yeah, it was like 200 people sign up. First 200 people, whatever. And I was like, shh. Yeah. I signed up, and then I asked questions later. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then I text Brie. I'm like, please tell me you saw the text.
As soon as she sent me that, I try to do it. And
she's like, fuck, bro, I'm too slow.
Yeah.
And then I started looking at the details. I'm like, I'm busy this day. And then I was trying to figure out how I can go.
Yeah.
I'm like, I had my cousin's baby shower in Lake Elsinore. The event was at SoFi Stadium. It was at 9, doors open at 7. The baby shower started at 5. I'm like, I'm not going to make it. Yeah. I'm not going to make it. You know what? I had to choose family.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've seen Dochi a few times. You know what, friend? Like, if you're down to go. I was terrified, though,
because I was going by myself. I was like, fuck. She's like, I would have gone by myself, too.
I would have gone alone.
You're right. I'm like, okay. But then my friend also did the same thing Rosie did. She fucking got the tickets, and she posted. And I was like, so I'm seeing you there.
So they went together.
Yeah, we went together.
Cool. And yeah, by the way, her friend that we're talking about, Michelle.
Yeah.
I went with her to Dochi.
Yeah.
So full circle, pretty much. Yeah. I wanted to go see when she did her little tour. I wanted to go really bad.
Yeah.
Kept looking up tickets. Had no one to go with. And I was like, I'm probably going to go alone. And then her friend started posting about tickets. And I'm like, are you going? She's like, yeah, I'm going to go alone. I'm like, I'm going to go alone. So we met up there. Yeah. And so that's cool.
And also, she was the one that went with us to...
Not Jazz calling me.
She is also the one that
went with us. Turn up.
Hey, put her on.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry, you're on the podcast.
Hi, Jazz.
Hi, Rosie.
You're on the podcast. We're recording.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
What? Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
What's up, girl?
I was just hitting you up to see if you were about to go out.
I knew it. The strip club. You're going to the strip club, bitch.
She's always wanting to go to the strip club.
Tonight?
All right, guys. We are back. We just love having little girl sessions.
We literally pause and then talk for a long time. And we're like, wait, we got to get back.
But it is freaking summer. And Cindy is going to a little vacay soon. Where are you going, girl?
So we're taking like pretty much a week and a day off or something for Esme's birthday.
Aww. Dude, Esme's birthday.
I'm going to have a two-year-old in
the terrible two
a few days. Nine. I can't count eight right days. Now. Yeah.
She's born the 20th?
It's sickening. Yeah, the 20th.
Eight days.
So on Monday, we're heading out.
Oh my God.
We're going up north. We're going to go to Gilroy, which we seem to go to every year. But they have like almost like a little amusement park. It's like... You know, it's a step down from Disneyland, but like Disneyland's too much now. Nah, Disneyland overrated. It's too expensive. It's overpacked. It's just so fucking overcrowded.
It's overpacked.
That too.
But really that place is cool because they have a lot of different things that like Esme can actually like ride and participate in.
Oh, I love so that.
Good for her age.
We're gonna spend time up north, and then towards the latter end of the week, on Thursday, we're gonna head out to San Diego, and we're gonna go to the zoo.
Oh my god! I've always wanted to do the San Diego
zoo. We're gonna. Do you guys want to pull up? Nah.
No. What day?
I know. It's honestly,
on the 19th.
On the
19th, I'm off on the 19th.
Well, if you want to pull up to the zoo,
I've always
wait. I'm supposed to. I might be in San Diego on the 19th. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, yeah, or if I'm you want to pull up in the area, it's we'll be there. We have an Airbnb.
I'll hit you up because
you can probably chill at the Airbnb for a little bit. I don't know if they have cameras, but
I mean, we're not gonna spend the night.
Yeah, but we will be staying out there from the 18th to the 21st, I believe.
Okay, sick. Because I work on the 20th, but I don't know if you've seen, but SeaWorld, I'm like San Diego. SeaWorld is having like this concert series. I don't know if you've seen this.
I did not know that.
They're having like these throwback artists. Yesterday,
wait, Bama, I did see Soulja this. Boy, there. I saw that the Ying Yang Twins were out Ying there. Yang yeah. Twins were there.
So my friend has passes and he swears that they don't check ID or nothing. Mm-hmm. So he's like, let's pull up to a concert. I'm like, I'm off the 19th and there's somebody, I forgot who it is, but I'm like, I'm down to see them.
What the fuck?
So I might be in San Diego. Yeah, it's random as fuck. But I might be in San Diego shaking my ass at the the kids amusement park.
Yeah. So I know for sure on Monday we're heading off to Solvang. I don't know if I say it right, but we go there every fucking year.
It's crazy. I love that though, because I want to go there.
No, I love it there. I love it there. I'm just saying, like, we go there every year, but we're going to be there first, and then we're going up to Gilroy, and then from there, we're going back home on Thursday to get shit together to head back out to check in on Thursday. And then, for sure, Saturday, we're doing the zoo, and then Sunday, we're just chilling at the Airbnb and cutting her cake. We're doing a little bluey theme birthday cake celebration thingy.
I'm gonna pull up.
Yeah, so if you're in the area, we're
kind of down for that.
I would be down to pull up. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm down.
Well, let's go, San Diego.
Making plans right now.
No. On the 19th, pull or we could honestly, I could probably get my timeshare. We could pull up on the 18th and then stay.
We'll figure it out.
I'm definitely down
to spend like a little staycation.
Yes, and you know what? They just opened a Fat Tuesday.
No way. What the fuck? San Diego?
In San Diego. And I'm like, I'm trying to pull up.
New Vegas?
Yes. I've never done that.
They have little, like, Tokyo, that little Tokyo area.
They have, like, a gas lamp. Or what is it called? Ooh. Gas light?
No.
Gas lamp district?
Mm-hmm.
I had never done that in San Diego. Yeah, that so I'm down to pull up for sure.
Okay.
I would love to say happy birthday to baby Esme. Oh, I would love to.
She's really too.
That's fucking crazy. That's crazy.
But that's okay, my summer plan. And then I think the week after that, we have the girls' trip.
We do have a girls' trip.
I'm so excited to recap that. Is that going to be our next recap? Maybe.
Probably, yeah.
I'm exciting.
Yeah, so our group of friends, our friend group, which is mostly my coworkers, but like, you know, we've added a few here and there.
And they added me.
Baby Bree is adopted.
I've been adopted.
But... we just decided, I don't even know how it came about, to be honest. I don't think I was there when they decided this because it was like the beach thing for Karina's birthday.
Right.
And then I think they might have had a conversation there because then on the group chat, they're like, okay, when's the Airbnb? So I don't know. But point being, they were like, let's get an Airbnb. I'm like, yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm. So basically, we're not going anywhere. Like, we're just nowhere special. Yeah. Just, you know, a different city. We got an Airbnb with a pool and games. And we're going to pull up, all girls, and spend the night together, drink, eat. We're going to go to brunch the next day. I'm very excited for it. I think that everybody needs this.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that most of us can make it.
Yeah, I know. I'm
because really, like, really Melissa, I don't think Melissa's coming. Yeah. But like, you know, it's so nice to have a girls' night.
Yeah.
And the fact that we don't have to drive home, I think that it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And I do like I've been wanting to have a pool day. I'm just like, for some reason recently, I'm looking at my calendar, I'm looking at summer, and I'm like, I'm working too much.
Yeah.
And yes, I am raving a lot and like partying, but like I want to do summer things and I'm realizing I don't fucking have time.
Yeah.
I kind of like crashed out about this the other day because I'm looking at my schedule. I'm like, I didn't do anything summer and summer's over. Like, yeah. It's not over, but like in my head, I already have the next 2 months planned. I'm like, I don't have time.
I'm just looking forward to fall.
Fall is cool too, but like, enjoy the summer. I want to go to a lake. I want to go to a water park. I think I texted you.
I was going to say that. I'm like, usually Rosie's summer does consist of like a water park day.
At least. Camping. Yes.
River, lake day, drinking by the lake. Something of that sort is your summer.
Yeah.
And yeah, we haven't planned that.
I just like it, like all of a sudden it's here and I'm like, I didn't ask for time off. I almost feel like it's too late, but I really did crash out a little bit the other day and I'm like, I'm gonna ask for like a week off, I think, in the beginning of September. And I wanna just do some shit. I wanna go to Raging Waters. I haven't been there in a couple years. I would love to have a lake. You never been? Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
I'll let you know when. Honestly, it's probably gonna be either a random ass date. Because to be quite honest, I like for the next like month, I have like one day off during the weekday. If that, I've been working mostly Monday through Fridays. I don't want to go on a weekend. I'm like trying to find a day where I'm off on the weekday to go. So it might be sometime next month. If not, when I take a week off, which I hope I can do in the beginning of September, I'm going to go.
Okay.
But I also want to go to the lake or like go to Laughlin. I've never gone to Laughlin.
Really?
I've never been to Laughlin.
There was one summer that I did go to Laughlin. My mom's best friend, Josie, she had a Mandarin time with a boat. That was the best. I want to Laughlin when you
ride a fucking jet ski or something. It's summer.
I want to ride a jet ski so bad.
We should do that.
There's a fucking TikTok that's going around right now.
There's that one where it's like
something about jet.
The girl, but no way.
I don't know which one you guys know.
Best friend on a jet ski. I forgot.
What? Yeah. I've never seen this.
Me and my best friend on a jet ski.
I would love to go somewhere and rent a jet ski for the day. Like, Elsinore, I could do that.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Because that's what the boys are doing.
When I went to the spa, I passed like Elsinore, and I was like, yo. Rosie,
my second home.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's my second home.
The spa we went to is in Murrieta.
Marietta. Yeah, that's down the street from my second home. Nah, yeah. I grew up like all my time off of school. I would be in Elsinore.
Yeah.
So it does feel like a second. Lately, no, it's not the same, obviously. But like, I still very much love going to Lake Elsinore. Oh my god, my family there is my fucking, like, I'm not gonna say that, but, like, I love them, you know?
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
They are, like, literally my happiness when I'm around them. I'm just, like, so excited and happy to be with them. I need to spend more time with them. I think that's the problem, too, though. Like, I don't go over as much. So when I see them, I'm, like, overstimulated with excitement.
Definitely, whenever we do meet up with them, it does feel like
something. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we did the camp trip that you couldn't go to.
I know. Like, I literally can't believe you guys all went to camping without me.
Yeah, literally the whole time I was like, my friend would be dancing with me right now. My friend would be
drunk with me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I know. I don't think I'm going to have time to, like, plan a camping trip this year. Yeah. But, you know.
I'm supposed to go to one, but I don't know if it's going to
work. Time flies.
We'll see.
Life is hard. Yeah. But I am thinking that I just need to take some time off of work. I think I've just been doing too much. Like, I know that I go out a lot, but it's not the same as, like,
being out in nature.
Yeah, I go out around here. I want to go out.
Yeah,
and being in nature. Yeah, I've been working a lot.
LA.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
That's why I'm excited for the girls trip too.
Yeah.
Same. Just to be somewhere else. But yeah. Okay. I think we're done. Are we done?
Yes. I liked my drink.
Let's review the drink, shall we? MDS cup.
I know.
Mine has only tequila left because there's nothing to mix it with. Yeah, anymore.
Savage.
They're pretty good.
Okay. 8 out of 10. I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10. If I had like the little hospital ice. I think that would be a 10 out of 10. Yeah,
that's what was missing.
It needed ice to be a little colder, but the combination is good. I liked it. Mm-hmm. Refreshing. It's giving summer. The point was to have a refreshing summer drink. I think that it worked.
Yeah.
8 out of 10. Not that hard to make. You know, you don't need exact measurements. Easy, yeah. I started just pouring the drinks in without eyeing it. I did notice that when I put more squirt, less Arizona, mm-hmm, I liked the combination better, but that's just me.
Yeah. I didn't get to do that combo, but I trust you on that one. I'll do a 7 out of 10. Okay. It was good, but I feel like I needed like that crushed ice for sure.
The crushed ice would have made it a 10 for me.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd probably do 8 out of 10 as well. I got lit.
Yeah.
It's tequila. Like, we're going to feel it. We feel it.
No, the flavor room was there. It didn't feel like super like alcoholic.
It was yummy. The rim was yummy.
The rim dip was it.
Honestly, put a rim dip on anything, it's gonna boost the numbers. It was good. It was good.
On anything?
On anything.
I'm just kidding.
No, rim dip is dangerous.
All right, guys.
Tequila's in it.
The tequila's in it. The tequila.
Not anything. Okay, not anything.
Fucking dumb.
Okay, I retract.
Reject. All right, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Oh, please make sure to comment down below what you guys would like us to try next. Any cool new drinks that you've been looking into or been scared to try? Have us try it.
Yeah. By the way, like, my cousin has been sending me some crazy ass TikToks of like beatbox buzzball combinations. And I'm like, yes, I want to try, but like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Or like those crazy percentage ones. We're scared. You know, Cindy has to drive home after all of these.
You know what?
I do.
You know, most of the time.
Majority of the time.
But so we have to be careful.
Yes. Maybe. We'll try maybe one
girl's trip. A girl's trip. Yeah. Okay. I have a few suggestions.
We should vlog a little bit.
I think we should.
No,
vlog.
We definitely should.
Wait, you know what? That'll be our next vlog.
Are we in our vlog era?
Yes. Make sure to tune in on our latest vlog, the level up one.
Yes.
Tune in on our TikTok, Instagram. Please like and comment. And I would like you guys to comment the companies that we are basically rating. Because get their attention.
Tell them that we sent you.
Let them know we're
alive. That would be cool.
Boost us.
Let us get a little bit of sponsorship, okay?
Por favor. Por favor.
Yeah.
Make my carpal tunnel worth it.
Yeah. Honestly, she's hurting herself for this. I didn't feel like fucking doing this shit today, okay?
Yeah.
But you know, I did it. I feel better now.
And
though.
I think we did.
So help us out.
All right.
Anyways, thank you. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
We did it, guys.
Bye.
Stick with the plan, not your feelings. Because I would have fucking canceled if I didn't stick with the plan.
Not your feelings.
I wanted to go to bed.
I like that.
I feel better now. Now I'm at the strip club basket.